St. Pius V, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Lift up your eyes. You can often read that in the Bible, children. Sometimes our Lord says it. Sometimes it's our prayer to our Lord. Lift up your eyes. Now, you should do that whenever you come to Mass, because if you don't lift up your eyes to the altar and to the cross, you might be tempted to worry about what your neighbor next door to you is doing, which would get you into trouble 9 times out of 10, and you'd miss the graces of the Mass. Lift up your eyes. But today, you should lift up your eyes to see, right above me, today's saint. Now, you're just little people, and the saint's pretty high up, isn't he? But if you get into a certain position, maybe after Mass is over, to where you can see that beautiful statue of today's saint, big saint for our times and our day, Pope St. Pius V, saint of the Mass, saint of the Rosary, then he's going to help you to look up to our Lord. St. Pius V, our Lord lifted him up to a very high position, the highest one you could get in the Catholic Church, being the Pope, and he was very humble. When he was born, more than all of you, he was born to a family of poor shepherds. And he didn't know how to read, and he didn't know how to write, and he didn't get to go to school or anything, except just maybe the very basic basics. And a couple of Dominican friars came to his house when he was a teenager, and they spoke to him and to his parents about him becoming a priest and entering the Dominican order. And so he did. He left home and he was 14 years old. And he always had his eyes lifted up to heaven to do God's will. And he didn't look back behind him. Sometimes we do that. We worry about the past or what we've left behind, children. We should never do that. We should look up to God. He didn't get a chance to visit his family again or to go back home until he was ordained a priest many years later. And when he did, his house wasn't there anymore. There had been a war or something, and they had burned it down. And I think his parents were gone, and everything was all dispersed. And it was rather sad, but it was all right because he was looking up to God in heaven, because heaven's our true home. And our Lord never forgets anything that's good. He keeps it all. And our Lord takes care of things for us. In the meantime, he, this little shepherd boy, had become a priest. And he was a teacher for a long time. And then he was the superior or the friar in charge of these Dominican monasteries. And he was very, the word is austere. Do you know, that means very strict. He was someone who always kept all of the rules. And I don't think he smiled very much, and he was sort of a no-fooling-around saint. That was Pius V, 100%. But he fought against heresy. He fought against everybody that was trying to destroy the Catholic Church. And he was, as I say, rather strict on keeping the rules, but most of all, he was strict with himself. And then in due time, of all things, God raised him up to be the Pope. And as the Pope, he was the great reforming Pope. He was the one who published the Missal so that the Mass would be said in the Latin Mass, the same way throughout the whole world. And then he got people to organize in confraternities and pray the Rosary in procession. And he was the only one who got all of the countries of Europe, because they were fighting with each other, the kings were, as always, to everybody fight together and let's get a fleet, a naval fleet, ships and sailors together to fight off the Mohammedans lest they invade and take over Europe. He did all of that. And then our Lord, every now and again, not too often, but every now and again, our Lord would give him a miracle. And that's all he received. But he wasn't worried about that because he was lifting up his eyes to God in heaven. So, on the first Sunday of October, a great distance away, and they didn't remember. They didn't have telephones, or they didn't have Twitter or email or anything back then, or television. But he was working on one Sunday afternoon with, I think, some cardinals in his room in the Vatican. And all of a sudden, he said, "Oh, I have to stop." And he walked over to the window, and he looked up like this. And he saw the Battle of Lepanto. And he saw the Catholics winning the war against the Mohammedans, the victory that Our Lady had given through the rosary. And he said, "My Lord Cardinals, let us leave off work now to thank Almighty God for giving us the victory through the rosary." Now, if you could ever get up high to see the statue, then you would see that he's holding St. Pius V. It's kind of like, it looks like a dinner plate. And on it is painted a commemorative scene of that sea battle at Lepanto, one of the greatest of victories. What does that remind us? If you have problems, and you always will, don't look down, because that's where the devil is. He's down there. And don't feel down either. Look up. Blessed Mother, Jesus, the cross, heaven, your rosary. You can win the victory. You can win the battle. That's one of the great lessons that he gave us. Except at the same time, we also have to say, this great Pope of the Mass and of the rosary, who was always making people be good and they didn't want to be good, and he passed lots of laws forbidding different sins that people like to commit, and he really reformed Rome. But at the same time that he was looking up to God, he did look down at least twice that I know of. That is to say, very often he would wash the feet of the poor and give them money, and he would kiss their feet. And one time there was a Protestant who came to Rome, and he hated the Catholic Church, and he hated the Pope, and he wasn't going to have anything to do with those Catholics. But he happened to see the Pope kneeling down in front of a poor man and kissing his feet. And he was so impressed at the humility and the holiness of this old pope that he became a Catholic, and he saved his soul. Or the other time, there was the Polish ambassador, and he was walking with the Pope across the square in front of St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican, and he said, "Oh, Holy Father, by the way, would you mind? I want to take some relics of the martyrs in Rome back with me to Poland. Would you give me some of the relics?" And he said, "Well, certainly, my son." And you know what he did? He knelt down in the ground and he picked up some dust, some ground, some soil. And he, with a big smile, he said, and he didn't usually smile, he said, "Mr. Ambassador, here are your relics. Put them in your handkerchief." And so he wasn't going to be disrespectful to the Pope, because he was the Pope, and you must always be very respectful. So he got his handkerchief out and he put the little pieces of, looks like sand maybe, in his handkerchief, and he put it in his pocket and he said, "Thank you, Holy Father," which is the proper thing to do. Well, when he got home that night and he was emptying out his pockets, you know, his keys and his loose change and his wallet and stuff, Then he takes his handkerchief out, and guess what? It was all red with blood. Those really were, he changed them, the Pope did, into the relics of the martyrs, because right there in the Vatican was where so many Christians had died for the Catholic faith. And the other time, I suppose, there are three times when he really did look down, would be whenever he left his room. He had a crucifix. It wasn't as big as this, but it was pretty big. And he had a kneeler, and just like this one. And he would go there, and that's where he would say his prayers, and he would pray for hours a day sometimes. Well, whenever he left his room to go work or see somebody about something or have a mass or something like that, he would always kneel down at his kneeler and kiss the feet of Jesus on the cross before he left. And when he came back, that's the first thing he would do when he got to his room, kiss the feet of Jesus. Do you ever do that, children? That would be a wonderful thing. You know, when you make a visit, you can do all sorts of interesting things in church. And you just kiss the feet of Jesus on the cross and say a little prayer. It's a good thing to do. Well, that's what our saint today did. He would look down, he would kneel down and kiss the feet of Jesus on the cross. And one day, when he went to kiss the feet of Jesus on the cross, the feet moved to where he couldn't kiss them. And he thought to himself, oh no, I must have committed a sin or done something bad to offend our Lord, and he's not going to let me kiss his feet. And he went to confession, and he examined his conscience, and he couldn't remember anything, and he felt very bad about it. Until finally, and then for a while, a number of days, our Lord wouldn't let him kiss his feet. But then he found out that his enemies had come to his room when he wasn't there, and they put poison on the feet of the crucifix. And if he had kissed them, he would have taken the poison and it would have killed him. Our Lord did that miracle to preserve him when he was looking down, our looking up saint, Pope Saint Pius V, a very great saint indeed, children. Remember, whenever you come to church, look up. And if you're going to look down at the feet of Jesus, would you? Those are two good rules to keep always, so that when you come to Mass or make a visit, it's a very profitable one for your soul. Pope Saint Pius V, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.